This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
It's another episode of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Oh, everybody knows that the came on Friday. I'm not sure what accent that was.
It's a secret celebrity drag race. It's a secret because the people don't know they're famous yet. It is a secret for you and
they
me.
They don't know.
They actually...
Who are they people? What?
Oh, it's very... Deo. Oh my God.
Oh, mi se deo.
Drag De her, like,
come and my secret people are revealed.
Get some drag queens from previous season. This is a gag.
They're gonna come and inspire other people.
Welcome to Drag Her, you fools.
Yes, yes, yes.
The one and only RuPaul's Drag Race podcast pod for people who like Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat.
Yes, yes, yes. What a treat for everybody's little ears and ears.
Oh, yeah, just their ears. And if you can hear it anywhere else, go to the doctor.
Yeah, you might be ill. But I just learned about people who can see, I don't know. So on this...
Wait.
I didn't know how to...
Who see through... Oh, who like...
I didn't know how to articulate it.
Like see through touch or something?
No, they see colors with sound.
Yeah. Oh, God, what's it called? Like Kanye has it, I think.
My friend has
what
it.
What is it called? Seeing.
And she told me, because I was talking about it on another podcast.
Uh-huh.
My friend Ari was
synesthesia.
Like, this is what it's called.
Synesthesia.
Oh, yes, there we go.
I just Googled it myself.
So see a doctor or you have synesthesia.
It's a cool thing. The human brain is wild. So yeah, maybe you can hear out of your pussy hole. I don't know your business.
I don't know
what your business is.
Who knows? But on this episode of Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
That's right.
We have Monique Hart. Oh. We have Alyssa Edwards. And we have Miss Vanjie.
I have to say this is the last episode and I liked it, but I am ready to bid it adieu.
Yes, samesies as well.
I love drag so much. But if I have to hear one more person say, drag is like about like being yourself and like being to love yourself, because loving yourself is becoming what you love to be. If I have to hear that again, I'm going to jump off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, it's a little intense in a way. I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot to hear every week.
It's a lot.
Everyone kind of come to the same conclusion that
exactly
drag, it was within them, and
yes,
they discovered how to be more confident or whatever. I was like, honestly, if I were in it and they were like, Nicole, what did you learn? I'd be like, absolutely nothing. I'm fucking sickening.
My pussy's an inferno and I refuse to learn. I'm a worse person than when I started. I hit children
I'm
now.
Stupid and I can't learn. Oh, let's get sickening.
Bam. But I think that is, if they do future seasons, they need to pump the brakes a little bit on the lesson. Because I don't care. Like I thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's very sweet, but we need to pump the brakes on the lesson and have just a little more fun in the episode and show the makeup segments. I want to see the makeup segments.
I would like to see the makeup segments as well. It was funny because when this was airing, somebody like was in my Instagram comments being like, You lied. You're on Celebrity Drag Race. And I was like, well, it's a secret to me, too.
What?
And I think it's because Phoebe Robinson is a black woman who said she's a podcaster and cartoon and comedian.
Wait, no.
And someone was like, that's Nicole. And I was like, if I was half the person, like,
no,
we have different bodies. We have different. I was like, this is wild.
That is
fucking crazy.
But then
she deleted it.
Of course she did.
As the season, I think as the episode was revealed that it was not me.
Of course. That's crazy.
I also think it's so funny that like a couple people were tweeting at me. They're like, well, I mean, she keeps secrets, so I think she's actually on it. And I was like, haha, joke's on you.
Joke's on you. No, I am not. And I am not Phoebe Robinson.
No.
That's very, racism is just so hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. And I have to, we're going to dig in. One thing I have to say immediately I love about this episode is Monique and Vanjie, but Monique ruining the audio mix of every workroom conversation. Did you notice that?
Yes.
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 Just,
it's, yeah, you can't remove it if someone is screaming in the background.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like in every single
Monique
scene.
Monique is so funny and she's filled with so much energy.
Yeah.
She's honestly like one of my favorite people to be around. She just like radiates joy.
I mean, your face looked so stunning and gorgeous when she beat your mug.
I went to also fun fact, the wig she wears at the end when she introduces her baby queen, I believe is the wig that we used for my makeover.
Oh, it's a good wig.
I think. It's a great wig. It's a heavy fucking wig.
It looked it.
And she fucking glued it to my head. She glued earrings to my ears. I said, you're going to glue them? And she was like, yes, bitch, get into it. Bury that. And I was like, okay. And it hurt when they came the fuck off.
I bet.
But I think Trixie also glued shit to me. You know, these queens, they go through it.
Glue, look, it sucks, but glue in drag is so much better than knowing it's going to fall off. Or not giving your all because you know it's going to fall off is a terrible.
Yes.
And I've been there. You've seen me struggle with a wig.
Oh, yes, that, girl.
That worth.
I mean, I once had a ponytail fly right off during our version of Drag Race.
Yes, yes, it was so funny. So now the queens guess who's who. Alyssa Edwards guesses that one of them is Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Which made me laugh so hard.
Oh my God.
Because I fully understood that she meant Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes, 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 she did.
Or at least that's what I think. Or she really thought that Sabrina the Teenage
is a real
was
thing. At one point, Vanjie says Joan Rivers. Monique says, ain't she dead? And Vanjie says, yeah.
Man, they're all so fun. It's like, the reason why I like Secret Celebrity Drag Race in particular is because we get to see old queens that we might not see again.
Right.
So like Alyssa, Monique, they did All Stars. So like we probably won't see them on Drag Race again.
I know.
you know, maybe Vanjie would do it, but also Vanjie works, so like who knows if she would do it. I love seeing my favorites.
I need Alyssa in my life.
I'm like, maybe instead of Secret Celebrity Drag Race, we just have, you know, like I liked the Christmas special. I thought it was bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe we do an Easter special. We do a Kwanzaa special. Yeah. We do a Hanukkah special. We do a fucking Arbor Day special. Yeah. I don't know. Like maybe we do like 4 specials a year with like old returning queens.
I love it.
Can't compete in All Stars.
What if there was even like a little bit of a prize? Like it's like you're headlining this Voss Events tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I think that would be fun. I would love it. I would be fully gagged and fully into
Me
it.
Me too. I mean, we need more.
I think so. But I will say on this episode, I don't think I have felt older.
Oh yeah.
I did not know who these girls were.
Yes.
And then look them up online and they have millions of followers.
Yes. Yep. 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 Me too. Me too. I was like,
couldn't believe it.
Literally. I was like, my dusted pussy is so old. I did not know someone named Madison Beer is incredibly famous.
Very famous.
Who says, quote, I got signed when I was 12. And she hopes this will convince people that she's a human being.
Yes, she has 18 million followers.
My
Isn't that
God.
Wild?
That's wild. I mean, wow, she's a stunning human. So, yeah, I mean, maybe she's a great singer, too. But
yes. Maybe I'll check out her music.
Probably. I'm probably going to become a huge fan. Let's see. Phoebe, of course, we know from Pods, and Hayley Kiyoko.
Yes.
I also did not know.
Me either.
Yeah. Did not know, but she's queer and she's an actor singer.
And she's got a million followers on Instagram.
Work. Yeah. She did really good in this episode. Rue comes in wearing an orange purple wallpaper suit that I love.
Love it.
Love. And then they introduce the queens like Alyssa, who says, who ordered a dancing queen? I love her.
Me. I always order a dancing queen. I just love her so much.
And I like that when doesn't it kind of feel like when she's been in these episodes, she's like, when I come back, I'm going to show them how much of a superstar I am.
Well, I think she's always been a superstar.
Always.
I think she got the monies now.
Because her
looks.
So
we could really see these looks. Like, her looks have been incredible.
Her looks.
And we did this, like, Smirnoff thing. And she looks stunning then, too. Like, I love her so much.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fucking fan of hers.
I am.
Also, we saw her at the fucking Gay Porn Awards. And she was. Oh, my God, watching her perform and Shanji, it was just so wild. They're so good.
Oh, man, watching her perform for a pilled out audience was really wonderful.
Ugh, loved it.
Oh, man, everyone.
Gotta say, they were one of the best audiences I had in a very long time.
They really came around. I was surprised. At first, I found them a little sleepy, and then, yeah, they came around.
They did. They woke up because they was drinking a little bit more.
They got lebedezimum. Uh-oh.
Also, can I just say my favorite thing about Vanjie is her confessionals.
Me too.
And my favorite thing to do when I'm on a Zoom or like FaceTime with somebody is when I'm making a point to get closer to the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she just inherently does it when she's making a point.
Yeah.
And it's so, she like wants to be in the camera. She is so funny to me. These are 3 of the funniest queens. I love them.
So funny.
They picked some great queens for this.
They really did. They picked huge personality queens who are fun to watch.
Yes.
Oh, a Tin Hut. Y'all bitches ready. I mean, these people are perfect. They have to do some old lady drag.
Yes. And during the challenge, I was like, so we didn't have them memorize? Why are they holding papers?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, a producer couldn't feed you lines?
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. And it was quickly clear that Phoebe is the only comedian here. But like, man, this was very strange. There was another episode with tons of Nomi Malone references back to back. The different places line. Do you remember in Showgirls? Where she's eating fries and she gets mad because her friend asks her where she's from. And she throws the fries around and she says, different places.
No, sure don't. I haven't seen it in so long.
It's a good,
honestly,
shitty
movie. Iconic scene for me is when she's getting fucked in the pool and she's just flailing around. I slept with someone who did that. And I looked at them and I was like, there's no way I'm pleasing you this much.
Yes.
Like, what are you fucking, like, a show for me?
Yes.
I don't need a show because I certainly am not doing a show for you unless you actually do the work.
Yeah. That movie is fucking, it feels like it's literally written by 9-year-old boys who just came for the first time.
Yeah, they're just like, I don't know what sex is, but this is what's in my brain. I saw a penthouse one time.
And then one time she's doing a dance and then the guy's like, I want to fuck. And she's like, I can't, got my period. And then he's like, liar. And then he reaches his hand in her pants to make sure.
Oh, I really don't remember that.
It's a crazy piece
of film. And that's funny because unless you were wearing a pad, you wouldn't know because the tamp, like, what are you looking for? The string? What are you going to fucking pull it out of me? Rip cord, pull it out of me? Or if I'm wearing a cup, what, you got to really get up in there.
It's crazy. I mean, it's just like, once again, written by 9-year-old boys who are just like, well, yeah, if a girl has a period.
Speaking of a diva cup, I don't mean to cut you
off. Caught me.
I just really started thinking about it.
Cut me off.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That, like, it took so long for someone to be like, just put a cup in them. just put a cup in those women.
Put a cup in them. I mean,
just put a cup in
cavemen
it.
Had shells. Put a shell in there.
You put a shell. Oh, my God. Imagine if the original diva cup was a shell. Uh-huh. And imagine you sneezed in that shell crushed in your pussy.
Yeah, but
and you're like, I don't know if this is period blood or wound blood.
Yabba dabba drip drip drop. I'm catching every little spot.
I wonder if cave women just like got their periods and like just it dribbled down their do you think there was
I think so because like isn't that like I mean probably they were like I mean maybe they like washed themselves off but I mean they probably weren't like ashamed because we taught women shame because men are pieces of shit so they have no reason to be ashamed.
It would be so wild, like imagine a cave woman arguing with her husband and he's just like, honey, are you on your period? And she's like, no. And then he looks down. And he's like, honey.
Honey?
And she's like, you were right.
And then she's like,
avoided.
She's like, your balls smell like a fucking dinosaur asshole. So don't ever make fun of what's happening with me.
Come for me, you stupid bitch. So back to this episode.
Okay. Yes. Wait, we're going to talk more about this episode of Secret Celeb Drag Race right after this break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Everything Alyssa says is perfect. I love her claws. The way her claws move are
She's so perfect. So wonderful. And then Phoebe has trouble walking in heels. Haley says that she has trouble with femininity because she's a lesbian.
And then
Madison's like, I'm perfect. I'm beautiful.
Right.
My issue is lip syncing.
Yes, yes. For her struggle, and this is good, her struggle, I think, was dancing, too. And that's harrowing.
Oh, yeah.
That is harrowing. I mean, she is, look, that is, I've never seen an underdog this low, you know? So good for her. What a brave soldier. I guess we should say who they picked, because
of course
Phoebe
wins
and picks Alyssa and then pairs Madison and Monique, Haley and Vanjie.
Which I thought was like pretty, everyone really worked well with their mentor, their drag mama.
Yeah. Yeah. And Alyssa, I wrote down a few things Alyssa says because they're all perfect. She said, when you dive in, you got to take the floaties off. She says, the power of cosmetics is unreal. And I think my favorite is, what the fuck is a wedge?
She's so funny.
She's like, so good.
And the best part about her is she can say hello and it's funny. Like she can read you the phone book and it's funny.
Yep.
I just wonder if she can like recreate it. Cause like, I know I have problems sometimes. Like when I figure out jokes, like the first time I say it, it's funny. The second time when I'm trying to recreate the magic, it's not funny. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe seventh or eighth time, I'm like, there is the magic. Here's how I fucking said it.
Right.
I wonder if she can like repeat the way she does stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so fun about collaboration is like you literally have someone force you to, like, that's funnier. But I know what you're, I know what you're saying. When you're working, you have to do it on your own. You know what I mean? And I do think that's going to be, it's hard for her to recreate. Like she couldn't say something like, cause the second you're like, go back and do that again. She'll be like, what, baby? What'd I say? Like it's gone.
Yeah.
A quitter never wins and a winner never quits. So. And mama's ready. She's great.
I love her.
She just needs to work in her wheelhouse. She needs to host a TV show because I want to see her be a host.
I would love it.
Yes.
I would live for that. Like, I think that would, yeah. Someone do it.
Someone
from
please.
Our lips to fucking some network's ears.
Yes.
Also, I wonder, I don't know who did the painting on this episode, but it definitely was different queens because this is not a.
Yes.
A Monique Hart paint.
It almost looked like kimchi-ish.
Maybe.
We have a mini segment from Layla McQueen. So maybe Layla did some or a lot of the paint.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that little just the tip bit they've been doing online is cute. Coco Teeny, Coral Fixation, and Queen Aleza Beth. These are our queens. Surprised there was no Coco jokes when she said her name was Coco Teeny. That's just me being selfish, but I wanted a Coco joke. Yeah, I thought it was funny. Yeah, they're going to do a Dragzilla glam rock sing thing, sing competition thing. Another rusical.
A lot of rusicals this year, but you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm happy.
They're well made. I mean, whoever who's doing them, Jesus Christ, they're awesome and they're fun.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So let's see. We have a really cute moment with Vanjie, kind of connecting with her, with Haley, and just being like, this really spoke to me when she was like, just be me. That's what I do. Like when I get in drag, I'm not thinking about what I am. I'm just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I like that a lot. And it is kind of funny to me that like, that she thought she needed to be like a whole nother person in drag.
Right.
And I was like, wait, what? That's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's crazy. I mean, I understand where the pressure is coming from, but yeah, I mean, that's just, once again, that's like sort of learned bullshit, which is why I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad so many different people, male, female, and in between are experiencing drag in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that is something that is really valuable about this. It's even exciting to hear RuPaul say, like, you know, we exist on a spectrum and you don't need to be one thing, which is like, okay, work. Then let's see that spectrum in the rest of the seasons, please.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That would be nice. How good are all the queens' looks? My God.
I really like them this episode. I was like, this is sickening.
It's just...
Yeah, I really liked it.
So should we talk about the Dragzilla performance?
Mm-hmm.
As always, we got the drag queens in the back, not really sort of playing rock instruments.
Oh, but Alyssa Edwards is truly going for it.
Is she giving it a lot?
Alyssa performs like she's on the show and it like... Like, her life is on the line. I love her.
She really does. She gives it her all. They're playing the instruments, like, in the finale of All-Stars 4 Super Queen. Oh, my God.
It's literally perfect, and I've never loved a thing more.
It's good. I mean, they all had great... I love that they're lip-syncing to lyrics from their mamas.
Yes. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I think Phoebe's lip sync was really great of Alyssa's. It was really tight and specific.
Oh, wait. So I figured, I figured out the creative consultants for the makeup.
Oh, come on,
but they
Nancy
don't
Drew.
Have their drag names. So it's so weird. So the special guests, they have their drag names.
I'll Google it.
But as creative consultants, they don't. So Tyler Devlin.
Tyler Devlin. Okay, that looks like it's Layla McQueen.
Okay, Daquan Johnson, I think, is Mayhem.
Daquan Johnson. Looks like it is. Let me see if I can confirm. Let me see. Yes, it is. Mayhem.
And then Brian David Watkins. Is that Chanel?
It sounds like it. I know his boy name's Brian. I'm close to confirming. That one's the hardest because it's such a common name.
Mm-hmm.
But I now I'm Googling Brian David Watkins gay. I don't know if that helped. Yeah, I think it is Chanel. Yep, Brian Watkins. Okay. Work.
Well, I just wanted to figure it out.
Nancy Rue. Come on, Nancy Rue.
Come on, Nancy Rue.
What a gag.
But truly during Dragzilla, Alyssa Edwards is gagging me. It's so funny every time they cut to her.
It is hilarious. I mean, Vanjie's drumming. I did think Haley did the best in the Dragzilla number.
Yes. I think Haley did the best all around. And also,
she sure did.
She looks like Khloe Kardashian.
She does, doesn't she?
It's kind of really like uncanny.
Yeah, she looks great. Yeah, she did. I mean, her performance.
She looks so cute and she's great. She's a performer.
Yeah, her performances were fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really phenomenal.
And I thought Phoebe did a really nice job, and I like her outfits, very cute. But Haley, she took it.
Yeah.
She took me to another level.
Madison does look stunning.
She's very pretty.
She is really, really, really pretty. I mean, of course, it's very rude to say, but as soon as she comes out, she goes, that waist.
Yes.
Because Rue loves skinny.
Uh-huh.
She is tiny. I mean, she truly is a slightly taller Barbie doll.
Yes. And I got to say, during this Dragzilla number, so I was explained to, like, a stripper told me one time, there's face girls, that's girls who don't do nothing. They just serve you face. Mm-hmm. There's floor girls. They do crazy tricks. Pole girls, or no, they do floor stuff. They like hump the floor. Pole girls, they do like tricks to like make you think that they're better than the like they are or whatever. Haley is a floor and pole girl. She has given me all of the tricks. She is serving it. She has given it mm-hmm. to me. Miss Beer thinks she's a face girl because mm-hmm. she's not giving me nothing.
Ooh. Well, if your face looks like that, you don't have to give much.
She a face girl. And then also Monique Hart in this challenge, this mullety, big, like orange yes. banged wig.
Yes.
And she's giving it to me. She looks like Tina Turner. It's so funny. I love it.
And then their looks when they present them for the runway are unbelievable.
I can't. They're so good.
Alyssa's like topaz gem giant collared
yes.
balloon. I'm yes. just and her fucking wig line is always so
it's unclockable. It's so good.
Unbelievable.
She looks stunning.
She doesn't give a shit, but it almost feels like when she comes back, she's just like, and remember, you guys didn't crown this. Just remember.
Yes.
Just remember that.
Yeah, and I mean, give her a different crown. She's fucking slaying.
Bring her back. I don't give a shit. Bring her back for All-Star 6. I don't give a shit. We need her.
Yes. And then Cocotini, Phoebe Robinson, mm-hmm. is the slowest taxi in the history of taxis. Yes. She said, I'll take an hour to walk down this runway.
Yes, it was a teeny
but
walk.
But she looked stunning.
I love it. I love the...
It's very like Bob the Drag Queen with the checker underneath for me.
It is. The capelet, the sort of... the choppy eyelashes don't always look good, and they look really stunning here.
Yeah, I really like it. She looks so good. I love the taxi literally on her head.
Amazing.
And then Vanjie comes out in a very Vanjie-esque look, which is like Banji... kind of hoodish, mm-hmm. But like make it fashion. Yeah, like I like this look. It's cute.
I love that she pulls it off. Also in the workroom, she had this like plaid, cunty little mini skirt that also looked amazing. Yeah. I like that she has figured out her style because she looks mm-hmm. so good in this sort of like edgy, like Banji, sexy little numbers.
I like it. I'm here for it.
And Monique.
She looks really... Wait, but first Queen Elizabeth.
Right, sorry.
This is such a stunning, cute cotton candy look.
Amazing.
And I really love it.
This sort of Victorian fantasy. It's like part punk rock, and it's also very Katy Perry, which like worked well with the final
lip
sync.
Yeah. But it looks like it's made out of cotton candy, and I know it can't be. I don't think it can be, because if you sweat, goodbye, your outfit goes away.
That's true. Have you seen the video of raccoons washing cotton candy in water?
It's really funny.
It's fucking funny. It looks like it might be part cotton candy, but maybe that's just beautiful craftsmanship with some sort of fluffed cotton.
I would love to know who did the costumes on this. They did a really nice job.
They really did.
And I wonder how much time they had to do the costumes, because like everyone's a different size.
Right.
You know.
I mean, everything's corseted, I think, so they were able to mm-hmm. be like, here's the general gist.
Let it out, yeah.
Let me pull it in or pull it out.
But Monique Hart looks stunning.
Oh
I love this
God.
Dress.
Too dur, you better work. I mean...
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is just unbelievable. Coral fixation also looks very pretty, but it's the least impressive look.
Yeah, like I wish they had gone less pretty and more like spooky or uh-huh. like masculine, maybe. Like maybe like a suit or something. I don't know.
I do like it though.
It is a bra and a panty, like it. I love it. If a queen on a season walked down in this, I would gag. I would love it.
Yeah.
I do love this look.
I love it. She's pretty.
But I wish it went harder in a direction of not pretty.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, we all know she's goddamn gorgeous. Duh. Mm-hmm. Maybe why not do something different? But I mean, the wig is right. The makeup's gorgeous.
Yeah, everything's beautiful.
She looks like a fucking brat doll back from
the
dead. She looks great. She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. And okay, one thing I have to say before we get to the final lip sync, when they have the friends come in, nothing is shadier than when Whitney Cummings comes in and the Chyron reads Phoebe's friend. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. It didn't say Whitney Cummings.
It said Phoebe's friend. It did not say Whitney Cummings, which is like, maybe they're just being like, look, we're going to be fair. No one gets a special label, not even if you're semi-famous.
She's famous. She's very famous.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it was particularly funny that it just says Phoebe's friend. I think they could have given her a special Whitney Cummings.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it gagged me, I'll tell you that.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I wonder if Whitney has ever been introduced anywhere as Phoebe's friend.
I don't
That's so funny.
Think so. No. I don't think so. I was like, okay, Drag Race.
That's so funny. Phoebe's friend.
Phoebe's friend.
How nuts.
What a kooky dookie time. They do the lip sync to California Girls. Great. I would love to see this song in a regular season too, please. It's a pretty fun song to lip sync to.
Yeah. And I thought Haley really slayed.
She did. She really did. She.
Oh, not Haley.
Haley. Yeah. Well, her name, her drag name is a fucking Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's who I'm talking about. Yes. My calorie Kardashian looking friend.
Yes. She got nasty. She gave choices and emotion. She got stupid.
Yeah, she did really well. I really liked her. She was, yeah, and I liked that she kind of had a little bit of like masculine energy. Like her legs never closed. They were just like open for business and moving in like a slight bent leg, like a slight squat with her legs spread, which is where I like to live when I'm dancing around.
I mean,
it was funny for me. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. She took it. She won it. She was fun. And I am glad she got to have her journey her way. Because, of course, we can all sympathize with her journey of like, oh, I'm here with other types of females that, you know, you would say traditionally maybe get more attention. But fuck that. She proved everyone that you just have to have charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, I really enjoyed this. I thought it was really fun.
It was cute.
And it's interesting. I like the lady episodes more than the male episodes.
I do too.
I don't know why.
I do too. I mean, I think there's so many reasons why, but I mean, I think we're getting to see women do drag in a new way, and that's exciting because we've seen men on the show. We haven't seen women as much, and I think it's fun because, I mean, I've said this before, drag is pretend.
Drag is pretend, and I hope season 13 features like an openly trans contestant.
Me too.
Like from the jump, who doesn't have to reveal anything.
Or an AFAB queen, someone who is just however they gender themselves, you know, they're good at drag.
I want to see more.
Me too. I think it's time for that. I'm excited for more Celebrity Drag Race and maybe some bigger names and a little less the Jenny becoming myself to love who I am to be today's tomorrow future.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard it. It was cute.
I truly want to do it because I want to wear something. I like being all done up.
I think you
I mean,
will
I do
it do
in
it.
My real life. And I love costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get very winded on the main stage.
I mean, think about how good you would be like in a lip sync.
I would win.
You would win.
I would win my episode.
You would win your episode.
I maintain if I competed on Drag Race, I would win the whole thing.
Yeah. Work. You better fucking work. I mean, I believe you would. I know you would, especially if they put you on a snatch game or roast. I mean, you would slaughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's it for Secret Celebrity Drag Race. It was a nice ride of four episodes where we did not like it at first, and then we were beaten into submission into liking it, and now I'm sad to see it go.
I am sad to see it go. I'm ready to go back to one drag show a week because too much is too much.
Mono, I cannot believe All Stars starts in June.
Yeah.
Also, when does Canadian Drag Race start? Will that be right after All Stars?
No, it starts in like July 5th. So it's in like the middle.
Fuck?
Do you want to cover Canada or no? Like, I don't know. We'll talk about it, but I mean...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm leaning towards we have to focus on All-Stars, and...
Yes.
I'm also like, oh, fuck. Do we want to do... We're not going to do a Meet the Queens with All-Stars because, duh, we've met the Queens. We're going to talk about it just on the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to do a Meet the Queens. No. We know all these
We
queens.
Know them. Okay, good. I agree. And plus, we're not going to have a break. Like, there's nowhere to put the episode.
It's insane. It's crazy.
But I'm excited. I am grateful. I wish I had, like, a week to do a fucking meditation, but we don't.
No breaks in drag.
No drag. No drag breaks. I'm excited. Well, what a gag. What a goop. Thank you guys for listening.
Yes.
Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
And
thank you.
We'll see you on Monday again, won't we?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.